You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. Today is Wednesday, the 8th of June, 2022, and I'm Joe Vicnicki. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Joined online today by Wes Adkins. He's a lead forecaster with the Weather Service. Hi, Wes.
Hi, Joe. How's it going?
Not bad. Enjoying the summertime type weather. Maybe we could start off talking a little bit about we had a pretty long, dry, warm, sunny spell there for a while.
We did. We did. It was pretty extended. Of course, this is our dry season. But what stood out for us, even though we can get kind of dry spells like this, it was actually pretty warm in parts of the Panhandle, particularly the northern Panhandle. Even Petersburg got up into the low 70s in early June, and maybe I think on Memorial Day as well. No records to speak up in the Petersburg area, but definitely warm days down there for sure.
Okay. Now the pattern we're in just seems like a pretty regular series of showers coming through the region.
It does. It does. So what we typically see in Southeast Alaska, surprise, surprise, we have a low in the Gulf and it keeps spinning and it kind of keeps spinning these like little bands of showers that kind of push northward across the Panhandle. If we're lucky, we'll get showers followed by nice breaks of sun. If we're not as lucky, these waves that kind of rotate around it will be a little more organized, and they'll keep showers in the forecast even as the wave has kind of moved on. So it does look like we're going to go into a little wetter pattern for this weekend. So it does look like on the wet side, but typically these summertime showers, we're not getting a good bit of rain, although the one coming in on Thursday Thursday night into Friday looks a bit more organized. So we could get some decent rain out of that one.
Okay. So when are the best chances for drier weather in between those storms?
So I think maybe earlier in the day on Thursday, you may not be as wet as, say, Thursday night. So I think that might be the best chance of dry weather, at least through the weekend. One thing I'd like to mention about, I know that we have been pushing a lot of warm weather the last couple of weeks for a lot of the Panhandle. And that is, you know, with the weather setup, that was definitely what we saw. We saw a lot of records in Juneau and Haines, Yakutat, those regions. In this same weather pattern, we have what's called like a thermally driven low pressure. We refer to that as a thermal trough. It kind of sets up in the central Panhandle. But unfortunately for the South, for those warm weather fans, you know, Petersburg suffers from that because either they get cooler southerly winds that kind of keeps the temperature down, or likewise, if they do get those north winds that kind of drive up the temperatures, say in Juneau, they typically come across Frederick Sound. So you guys get more of a channel breeze. And so that will actually mitigate the really big warm-ups. So that's kind of why Petersburg is a really cool place.
Okay. We like to think of ourselves that way. I was just checking out the U.S. Drought Monitor map, and wow, quite a drought down the lower 48 in the western part of the country. Definitely, saw some mention of drier conditions in the western part of Alaska, but nothing in southeast at this point, right?
Nothing in southeast. I know people wondered that ourselves, but for reasons, we had a really wet winter for much of southeast Alaska, and this translated to a pretty deep snowpack. I know some of our rivers are running pretty good throughout southeast Alaska. We are monitoring some rivers for glacial dam releases, and from what I understand, the snowpack there is deeper than normal, and we're running above normal in regards to flow. So when that happens, that could be impactful for places like the Taku. So even though we haven't had a lot of rain this spring, we are really not looking at drought conditions just yet.